All right, let's dive in. Today, we're dissecting some gems I found in a conversation between sales experts on the Mastering Modern Selling podcast.
Sounds interesting.
It is. It's like we get to listen in on their strategy meeting.
Right.
And our mission for this deep dive is to walk away with some seriously actionable strategies we can use in this crazy post-COVID world.
I'm all for that. The landscape has definitely changed.
Hasn't it? One thing that really hit me was this idea of the modern seller that Amy Franco, their guest, talked about.
What did she say?
She actually said that the modern seller is viewed as such a value add that they become part of the product.
Wow, that's quite a statement.
I know, right? It's like they're so intertwined with the client's success that you can't separate them.
They're practically a feature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She also mentioned that modern sellers aren't afraid to ask tough questions.
Right, becoming true, trusted advisors.
But here's the thing that blew my mind.
Yeah.
They said even companies that are totally crushing it right now often don't have a formal sales strategy.
Whoa, really?
I know, right? It's like they're driving this high-performance race car, but without a map or a GPS.
They might be moving fast, but they could end up anywhere.
That's such a good analogy. Yeah. So if these companies are missing this key ingredient, what's the secret to building a killer sales strategy then?
Well, Amy really emphasized focus.
Right.
Not trying to do a million things at once, but finding the few vital work streams that will have the biggest impact.
I like that, work streams.
It helps to make it feel manageable.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you need to have crystal clear ownership over each one so people are accountable.
Makes sense. It's not enough to just tell your team to go increase sales.
Nope. You got to break it down, delegate,
wow,
and track that progress.
Speaking of challenges, Amy brought up this idea of a COVID hangover that's still messing with sales strategies today.
Oh, interesting.
It's like the pandemic scrambled all the data so badly that it's hard to know what normal even looks like anymore.
It's true. A lot has changed.
Yeah. It's like trying to follow a recipe where someone spilled a glass of water all over the page. You just don't know how much flour to use anymore. So how do we adjust?
Well, Amy's advice is to basically look forward to looking forward. You know, acknowledge that things are different, but stay flexible.
Makes sense. We need to adapt.
Right. Instead of clinging to those old pre-COVID benchmarks.
And maybe just focus on what we can control.
I like that. Understanding the current market and our clients' needs.
Exactly. And using those insights to create a strategy that's realistic but ambitious too.
That's a great point. All right, let's switch gears for a second and talk about trust.
Essential in sales.
Huge. And Amy had this brilliant distinction between the outbound lane and the inbound lane of trust building.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What are those?
Well, think of the outbound lane as when you're reaching out to potential clients.
Okay, so you're initiating the contact.
Right. So you have to build that trust before you even send that first email.
How do you do that? Become a mind reader.
Uh-huh. Not quite, but you can demonstrate your value up front.
Like how?
By becoming a visible expert in your field.
Right.
Sharing great content. Participating in events. You know, showing up.
So you're earning the right to a conversation.
That's it. By showing you're not just another salesperson, but a valuable resource.
I like that a lot.
Thanks.
Okay, so what about the inbound lane?
So in this lane, people are coming to you.
Oh, so it's about leveraging the trust you've already built with your network.
Bingo. People are way more likely to trust someone they know.
Makes sense. It's that word of mouth magic.
Exactly. And it's not just about getting your name out there, but really fostering genuine relationships.
Because people can spot a fake a mile away.
Right. They can tell when you're genuinely invested in helping them.
Authenticity wins.
It always does. And that reminds me of something else Amy said that really stuck with me. He talked about modern sellers being like conduits.
Conduits.
Yeah. Connecting people and resources to help their clients succeed.
That's a cool way to think about it.
It really highlights the collaborative nature of selling these days.
So it's not just about pushing your own agenda.
Nope. It's about being a facilitator, a problem solver, a true partner.
I dig it.
Me too. It feels so much more authentic.
For sure.
All right. We got to talk about one more thing before we wrap up this part.
What's that?
The hosts were also raving about LinkedIn live shows.
Interesting. Why is that?
They loved how informal and conversational it is.
Oh, yeah. That makes it feel more authentic.
Exactly. Less like a sales pitch and more like just chatting with friends.
And people respond to that.
Big time. One of the hosts even shared that a whopping 70% of their closed deals came from their LinkedIn live show.
Wow. That's impressive.
Isn't it? It shows that we need to be open to experimenting with new platforms and formats.
Especially ones that prioritize real connection and valuable content.
Totally. Because at the end of the day, Buyers are craving that human touch.
That's the key.
They want to feel like they're building a relationship, not just making a transaction.
I couldn't agree more. It all comes back to that human element.
It always does. And that's a great place to pause for now.
Sounds good to me. You know, it's funny how the lines are getting blurry between sales and marketing these days.
Yeah, they were talking about that on the podcast too.
Like, they're becoming more and more integrated.
It's so true. They made the point that in a lot of companies, sales and marketing are like two separate planets.
Operating in totally different universes.
Right. And that can lead to so much miscommunication and missed opportunities.
Well, Amy really emphasized the importance of alignment between these two.
She did. What was it she said? Something like...
She said, a CEO or sales leader that believes marketing and sales should be integrated and they lead the organization that way. That's a recipe for success.
Yes. That's it. It's so important for leadership to champion that integration.
It's like having a football team where the offense and defense refuse to talk to each other.
They'd never win a game.
Exactly. But what I found refreshing was that both hosts admitted they hadn't always been great at collaborating with marketing.
Yeah, they shared some pretty funny stories about their early days.
It makes them seem more human, you know? Like they've learned from their mistakes.
Totally. It makes their advice even more valuable because they've been there.
For sure.
One of them, Carson, shared this great story about how he turned things around by taking the initiative to work with marketing.
Oh, what did he do?
He realized that the leads marketing was generating weren't quite ready for a sales call yet.
Okay, yeah, that happens a lot.
So he worked with the marketing team to set up a system for nurturing those leads.
Smart. So they'd be warmed up and ready to go when sales reached out.
Exactly. And the best part is, by working closely with marketing, he started to gain valuable insights from all their data and analytics.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Seriously. It highlights how important it is to have open communication between the teams.
And a willingness to learn from each other.
Couldn't agree more. When sales and marketing truly collaborate, it's magic.
Cure synergy.
Speaking of magic, we can't talk about modern selling without diving into the AI revolution, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. AI is changing the game.
And I have to say, I was really impressed with how Amy Franco talked about AI in this podcast.
What did she say?
It wasn't all about replacing humans with robots, you know. It was more about how AI can enhance human connection.
Interesting. What was her take on it?
Well, she said something really insightful. She said, if you don't change the mindset and get buyer-centric, you're just going to create a lot of content that people don't pay attention to.
That's so true.
AI is a tool, and it's only as good as the human strategy behind it.
We can't forget that.
We can't get so swept up in the hype that we forget about building real relationships.
It's at the end of the day, people buy from people.
Right. They want to connect with someone they trust and feel like they understand their needs.
Exactly. So how is Amy using AI?
She talked about using it for research and preparation.
Makes sense.
Like gathering insights about potential clients and their industries.
She can personalize your approach.
Exactly. That's like having a super smart research assistant working for you 24/7.
That would be amazing. Saves you so much time.
And speaking of time saving, Carson shared a story about how he used AI to write personalized prospecting messages.
How did that work out for him?
Get this. He achieved a 45% meeting booking rate.
Wow, that's impressive.
I know, right? It shows that AI can be incredibly effective when combined with that human touch.
It's about finding the right balance.
Totally. Using AI to boost your efficiency without losing that authenticity.
So it frees you up to focus on what matters most, building relationships and closing deals.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
It's amazing how, even when we're talking about AI and all this cutting edge tech,
yeah,
the conversation keeps coming back to trust.
It's the foundation of everything in sales, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
Without trust, you have nothing.
You can have the best product in the world, but if people don't trust you...
They're not buying it.
Exactly.
And Amy Franco, she put it so perfectly.
What did she say?
She said, you want people to lean into conversations with you, not feel like they had to get through a conversation with you.
Oh, I like that.
It's so true, right?
Nobody wants to feel pressured.
Exactly. You want to create that space where people feel comfortable and respected.
Like they can let their guard down.
Yes. And trust isn't a one-time thing either. It's something you have to nurture and build over time.
By consistently showing up and adding value.
And proving that you actually care about your client's success.
One of the hosts, Carson, he shared this really cool tactic.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
He would send articles or resources to prospects before reaching out for a sales call.
Interesting. So, like, providing value up front with no strings attached.
Exactly. Not as some sneaky way to get a sale, but just as a genuine gesture.
I love that.
It's like saying, hey, I was thinking of you and I thought this might be helpful.
It shows that you're not just in it for yourself.
You're actually trying to help them.
It all goes back to earning that trust.
Oh, and they talked about this funny thing called commission breath.
Oh, yeah. Commission breath.
It's that desperate energy some salespeople give off when they're only focused on closing the deal.
We've all met those salespeople, haven't we?
The ones who make you feel like you're trapped in a corner.
Like you're being held hostage.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And in today's world, buyers can sniff that out a mile away.
They have so much information at their fingertips.
They can research their options and make informed decisions.
So trying to pressure them into a sale,
it just doesn't work anymore.
Authenticity is key.
Being genuine and transparent.
And actually caring about your clients.
One of the simplest pieces of advice they gave, but maybe the most important.
What's that?
Was to listen more than you talk.
So true. It sounds obvious, but I think it's easy to get caught up in pitching your product.
And forget to really listen to what your prospects are saying.
To actually understand their needs and challenges.
It's about shifting from a mindset of selling to a mindset of serving.
I love that.
When you focus on serving your clients, the sales will follow.
Because they'll trust you.
Exactly.
They all know you have their best interests at heart.
And building that trust takes time.
It's not something that happens overnight.
You have to be patient, persistent, and consistent.
This has been such an insightful deep dive into modern selling.
I agree. It's given me a lot to think about.
Me too.
Especially with all the changes happening in the sales landscape.
It feels like the rules are constantly being rewritten.
But one thing remains constant.
What's that?
The importance of human connection.
In a world that's becoming increasingly automated and digitized,
that human touch is more valuable than ever.
So as you navigate this ever-evolving world of sales,
remember to focus on building trust.
Adding value.
And genuinely caring about your client's success.
Those are the timeless principles that will never go out of style.
Well said. It's been a pleasure diving into this with you.
Likewise. Until next time, everyone, happy selling.